from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal Spinchet Network.
The continuation of where we left off a couple of shows ago, here on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere,
right now.
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, don't do this at church. Here's Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbriani Smikalis Pachina, in the ordinary form we're in the 6th week of Easter, and in the extraordinary form we're in the 5th week after Easter. Welcome to our 132nd episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere. Well, I have decided that while I'm still looking for work, I am going to embark on a new composition project. An English language version of the proper of the Mass with singable antiphons for the congregation and verses set to psalm tones and alternating choral tones. I'll keep you posted on my progress. This past Sunday at Mass, I got to hear an excellent hymn I haven't heard in eons, Spirit Seeking Light and Beauty, beautiful Gaelic tune. Since it's only in a couple of hymnals I know of, and both of which are out of print, this may make for a beautiful future Catholic Lost 45s episode. But first, I need an organ to play it. 2 weeks ago, we talked about a really bad liturgy with really awful music. Now, today we're going to talk about that second experience that I had mentioned but hadn't gotten to yet. But first, let's say hi to those jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. And today we have a busier-than-normal feast for the week this week. Let's take a look. Now, in the ordinary form, we are in the 6th week of Easter, and in the extraordinary form, we are in the 5th week after Easter. Monday, April 28th, extraordinary form, 3rd class, St. Paul of the Cross. In the ordinary form, you have 2 optional memorials, St. Peter Chanel and St. Louis Mary de Montfort. Tuesday the 29th, in the extraordinary form, 3rd class, St. Peter Chanel. And in the ordinary form, a memorial, mandatory memorial, St. Catherine of Siena. Wednesday, April 30th, extraordinary form, 2nd class, Vigil of Ascension. Low Mass commemoration for that day, St. Catherine of Siena. In the ordinary form, optional memorial, Pope St. Pius V. Now Thursday, May 1st. Extraordinary form, 1st class, Solemnity of the Ascension, a holy day of obligation. In the ordinary form, Solemnity of the Ascension, or Feria, depending on which diocese you're in. So up here in New England, Thursday is Ascension, and in both forms, it is a holy day of obligation. Many dioceses in the United States have, however, moved Ascension to the following Sunday, thus making Thursday a mere Feria. Friday the 2nd, extraordinary form, 1st class, St. Joseph, Husband of Mary. And that's transferred from the normal date of March 19th, since March 19th this year was Spy Wednesday. In the ordinary form, the solemnity was moved to March 15th. And in the ordinary form for Friday, a memorial, St. Athanasius. Saturday the 3rd, extraordinary form, 4th class, Our Lady Saturday, with a low mass commemoration of Saints Alexander I, Evantius, and Theodoles, and Juvenal. In the ordinary form, a feast, the Apostles, Saints Philip and James. Finally, Sunday, May 4th, in the extraordinary form, Sunday in the Octave of Ascension, and in the ordinary form, the 7th Sunday of Easter, or Ascension, depending on what diocese you're in. Now, if you did not celebrate Ascension Thursday, you will be celebrating it this Sunday. Now, if you did celebrate the Ascension this week, then this Sunday is the 7th Sunday of Easter. For great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Suggestion Box.
Now, as for what's being celebrated when, that all depends on what diocese you're in. Here in Providence and many eastern dioceses in the United States, Ascension is this Thursday and is a holy day of obligation. And that would make this Sunday the seventh Sunday of Easter. Now, in many of the western dioceses of the United States, the Ascension is simply moved to this coming Sunday, and this Thursday is merely a feria, that is, weekday. Let's look at our music suggestions for the Ascension, and we'll start with our propers for the Mass. Introit for the Ascension. Fieri Galilei, quid admirameni aspicientes in celum. Alleluia. Que mad modum vidistis eum ascendentum in celum. Ita veniet. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Psalm. Omnes gentes plaudite manibus. Jubilate Deo in voce exultationis. Translation. Men of Galilee, why do you gaze in that sky in astonishment? Alleluia. Just as you have seen him ascend to heaven, so in the same manner he shall return. Alleluia. 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 Psalm. All nations, clap your hands. Shout unto God with a voice of joy. Now the antiphon comes from the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the first reading of the day. The verse comes from Psalm 47, or in the Vulgate 46. A good matching hymn comes from the hymnal, Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, and it's called All Nations Clap Your Hands. The hymn text is set to the short meter tune St. Thomas by Aaron Williams. Oh, and if you want a good matching anthem, let's not forget the Vaughan Williams, Oh Clap Your Hands. Chants from the lectionary during the Liturgy of the Word, the responsorial psalm, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. Also from Psalm 47, or 46 in the Vulgate, the Alleluia verse, Go and teach all nations, says the Lord, I am with you always until the end of the world. Hymn matches include Go Make of All Disciples, Lord, You Give the Great Commission, and Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, with that classic second verse which ends, Shall our hearts forget his promise, I am with you evermore. Now, if you're using the Graduale option for chants, the first Alleluia verse, remember there are two Alleluias instead of a gradual in Alleluia, the first Alleluia verse, Ascendit Deus in jubilatione, et Dominus in voce tube. God goes up with shouts of joy, and the Lord to the sound of the trumpet. Now the responsorial psalm of the day is a paraphrase of that. Now let's look at the second Alleluia verse. Dominus in sina in sancto, ascendens in altum, captivam duxit captivitatem. The Lord is in Sinai, in the holy place, ascending on high. He has led captivity captive. The offertory of the day. They have two choices. The first is the offertory that's also assigned for the seventh Sunday of Easter. Ascendi Deus in jubilatione. Deus in voce tube. Alleluia. And it's basically the first Alleluia from the Graduale with an Alleluia at the end. The second offertory choice is the same as the introit antiphon, but with a little rewording of the second half. Viri Galilei, quid admirameni aspicientes in celum. Hic Jesus, qui assumptus est a vobis in celum, sic veniet, quae mad modum vidistis eum ascendentum in celum. Alleluia. Men of Galilee, why do you gaze at the sky in astonishment? This Jesus, who was taken from you to heaven, will come by the same way which you saw him go to heaven. Alleluia. Communion for the day. Data est mihi omnis potestas in cielo et in terra. Alleluia. Euntes docete omnes gentes, baptizantes eos in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Alleluia, alleluia. All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Alleluia. Go therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Two of the hymns I mentioned around the introit come to mind. Go Make of All Disciples, and Lord, You Give the Great Commission. Ideas on additional hymns, may include a hymn of glory, let us sing, or another translation thereof, sing we triumphant hymns of praise. Both of these are translations from a hymn by Bede the Venerable. And these are usually sung to the tune Lasst uns erfreuen. God of gods, we sound his praises, and hail, O once despised Jesus. Both sung to the tune in Babylone. One found in hymn book Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, and the other one found in the Adoremus hymnal. Hail the day that sees him rise, sung to the tune L'Enfer, by the Welsh-born Robert Williams, no relation to the English-born Aaron Williams, whose tune St. Thomas I mentioned earlier. Hail thee, festival day, the beloved responsory sung to the Ralph Vaughan Williams tune, Salve Festa Dies. Look, oh look, the sight is glorious, and this is also known in some hymnals as Look Ye Saints, the sight is glorious. This is sung to a couple of different tunes. One is Bryn Cawl Faria, a Welsh tune by William Owen, and the other is Coronet by William Henry Monk. This second tune, The Monk, is one that I've always found to be the more exciting of the two. And finally, Rejoice, Angelic Choirs Rejoice, which is set to the tune Mit Freuden Satt, and can be found in Worship 3. The tune Mit Freuden Satt is also used in the hymn Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. Now let's look at the music suggestions now for the seventh Sunday of Easter. Introit of the day. Exaudi Domine, vocem meam, qua clamavi a te, alleluia. Tibi dixit cor meum, quae sivi vultum tuum Domini requiram. Ne avetas faciem tuam a me, alleluia, alleluia. Solmus. Dominus illuminatio mea et salus mea. Quem timebo? Lord, hear my voice, which calls out to you. Alleluia. My heart has declared to you, your countenance I seek. I shall ever seek your countenance, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. Alleluia, alleluia. Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And this is from Psalm 27 or 26 in the Vulgate. I have a hymn tune of my own, by the way, based on this particular psalm, if anyone is interested. I'll leave a link to the melody and text edition in today's show notes, and if you're interested in a fuller edition, please drop me a line. Lectionary chants. The responsorial psalm, which comes with selected verses of the same psalm, 27, or Vulgate 26. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. The Alleluia verse. I will not leave you orphans, says the Lord. I will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. And just like the Ascension, the three hymns I recommend right there, Go Make of All Disciples, Lord, You Give the Great Commission, and Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Chants from the Graduale, if you're using that option. Again, two Alleluias. The first Alleluia. Regnavit Dominus in super omnes gentes. Deus sedet super sedem sanctam suam. The Lord is king over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. And again, that's from the Ascension Psalm 47 or 46 Vulgate. After all, Sunday will be known within what's traditionally known as the Ascension Octave. The second Alleluia. Exivi a patre et veni in mundum. Iterum relinquo mundum. Et vado ad patrem. I come forth from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. This is a direct quote from our Lord Jesus Christ in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. The offertory for the day is the same as the first of the two choices I mentioned for the Ascension, which is Accendi Deus in jubilatione, Dominus in voce tube, Alleluia. God goes up with shouts of joy at the Lord, with the sounds of the trumpet, Alleluia. Communion for the day. Patrem cum esem cum eis, ego servabam eos, quos dedisti mihi, Alleluia. Nunc autem ad te venio, non rogo ut tolas eos de mundo, sed ut serves eos amalo, Alleluia, Alleluia. Father, when I was amongst them, I kept those whom you have given me, alleluia. But now I am coming to you. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but keep them from evil. Alleluia, alleluia. And this is a prayer to God from Jesus, from the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. Now for some additional hymns. Be joyful, Mary, Heavenly Queen. This comes from the hymn Regina Caeli Jubila, which is a metrical paraphrase of the more familiar chant Regina Caeli Laetare. Oh, speaking of which, the Regina Caeli Laetare is obviously equally appropriate. I like to use the chant setting, short and sweet, with the congregation. And with a good choir, I like to use the setting by Antonio Lotti. By the way, if I play any of these, the chance is very good that I've avoided giving any of the blue-haired ladies around the opportunity of coming up to me and saying, "Brian, it's May." Christ the Lord is Risen Today, set to the tune Lullenfair by Robert Williams, the same tune used for the earlier mentioned Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. One in Joyful Songs of Praise. This is a hymn that you see in Worship Aids by World Library, and it's set to the chant tune Orientis Patribus, which is also known in some books as Concordi Laetitia. The strife is o'er, the battle done, sung to the tune Victory, the tune that William Henry Monk adapted from a Gloria Patri by none other than Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, one of the premier names in motet writing. Ye servants of God, your master proclaim. This is a hymn that I once featured in an episode called Twin Hymn Tunes, where we featured this hymn and O Worship the King, All Glorious Above. Both of these hymns have interchangeable tunes that begin with the same first five notes. Da 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 da. I'm going to play right now, Ye Servants of God, using the tune Lions. The twin tune is Hanover, and another good tune is Charles Parry's Laudate Dominum, which is often used with O Praise Ye the Lord. Here is Ye Servants of God to Lions. By the way, that was a fairly old recording. It was done about 2 years ago on old equipment. That's why it sounded quite a bit scratchy. For more ideas on hymns, choral anthems, and motets, as well as organ music, check out Cantica Nova planning pages. I'll leave links in today's show notes for both the Ascension and the seventh Sunday of Easter. And we'll be back. Don't do this at church. The Mass has ended. Go in peace. Yabba dabba doo! A couple of weeks ago, we talked about a Mass I attended on Divine Mercy Sunday and the bad music and bad humor I had to endure while attending that Mass. Today we're going to discuss a different style of bad. The first bad Mass consisted of bad music poorly played on a Hammond organ, which is a bad organ for church to begin with, and sung by what I refer to on Christos Finch at the blog as a geriatric glee club. Now the Mass we're going to discuss today is a funeral Mass for my father-in-law's aunt. Now, obviously, since my wife was with me at this Mass, she too can attest to this bad music. The organ, a three-manual Rogers, was shut off for the entire Mass. Instead, we had a woman, I'm guessing in her 30s, who played the entire Mass on some digital piano. It was like listening to some cocktail and dinner music the entire funeral Mass, plain awful, as were the selections. As we walked in, one could hear the elevator stylings of David Haas's We Will Rise Again. Now, the entrance hymn after the casket was blessed down back, Amazing Grace, sung in that infamous swing gospel style. Amazing Grace. The psalm, Shepherd Me, O God, by Marty Hagen, which, although it's Psalm 23, it's not an approved translation of the responsorial psalm. In fact, it was a paraphrase at best. The only approved translations for responsorial psalms in the United States are the Lectionary for Mass, of course, and the Grail, which is used for the psalm translation in hymnals like Worship 3. The Alleluia was from the St. Louis Jesuits Mass compilation, with a verse that Dan Schutte wrote himself. The offertory was Carrie Landry's Gentle Woman, but without the Hail Mary part. All I could think of is that putrid theology involved here. But she was such a gentle woman! Well, first of all, the song, albeit terrible, it was poorly written to begin with, okay? The song was written to Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, not the deceased. Two, I highly doubt this matches any of the texts of the funeral Mass, whether it be a reading or a proper, or even has anything remotely to do with the funeral Mass, or any of its themes or purposes. The Mass Ordinary, of course, Mass of Creation. Now, are you ready for the communion song? This is the killer. This is probably the worst part right here. You need to sit down and strap yourself to the seat first, okay? You ready? The communion debacle? All I ask of you. Not only a bad song written for any occasion, but even worse, that it was used for communion. There's no mention of God, there's no mention of Jesus at all in the entire song. It's simply a sentimental love song type ditty about having a bunch of friends. And to think this was written by a former Benedictine. Now the piece at the final commendation was Bob Dufford's Song of the Angels, which is based on the In Paradisum, which is really supposed to be the recessional, but really sounded like something from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Finally, the closing, How Great Thou Art, sung in, again, a mellow cocktail lounge style. You know, like, call it dinner music, call it elevator music, but it was just terrible. And then check out this ad lib. This is, all right, the pianist who sang from the piano actually did this little ad lib. Da 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 da. And hear the brook. And feel the gentle breeze. I hope she wasn't expecting the people to sing that. If you're leading the people in singing, ad-libbing is not a good practice. You're supposed to sing it the way it's written. If you're performing this as a stage act in a school hall or something like that, then fine. But if you're expecting people to sing with you at Holy Mass, you need to sing it the way it's written. So there you go. Here's a myriad of things not to do at Mass under any circumstances. And remember that a funeral Mass, like any other Mass, is not the place to go spinning the top 40. Check out the official liturgy documents, the general instruction of the Roman Missal, the constitution of the sacred liturgy, Sacrosanctum Concilium, and Musicam Sacram. Abide by them. Don't ignore or defy them, please. That's a major part of the reason our liturgies have been in so much chaos, so much trouble. Oh, one closing note. One thing did go right. There was no eulogy. Thank God. And now, here is the choir of St. Peter's in Nottingham. Love the organ on that, nice and deep. That is "O Clap Your Hands," written by Ralph Vaughan Williams, based on Psalm 47, sung by the St. Peter's Choir of Nottingham, England. And this comes courtesy of the Classic Cat, where you can find free downloads to many classical MP3s. There's also going to be a link to the Nottingham City Church's website, which includes St. Peter's, in the show notes.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Today's edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Copertino Sun, S-O-N, Tanning Lotion. Today we present the Canticum Novum edition, or New Song edition, of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And here we go.
The good!
Cantate Domino Canticum Novum by Vincent Dondi, Nice triumphant responsorial anthem of sorts.
The Bad.
Sing a new song by Dan Shute. Nothing like promoting liturgical dance, eh? Yahweh's people dance for joy.
The Ugly.
Sing a new song by Dan Shute, acted out at a certain West Coast Religious Miseducation Congress. Christos Vincit. Don't do this at church. Ego sum Vianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. Ah, yes, spring. A perfect time to watch my daughter play some more softball. And a perfect time for the Red Sox to kick some tail, too. Oh, wait, that's October, sorry. But it's also a perfect time to spring down to the Christos Vincit Interactive Corner. You'll find that by logging into christosvincit.com and scrolling down on that main page. You'll find all sorts of fun things to do, like leave a vote at Podcast Alley, or a dig at dig.com, or drop a line at our message boards, or join our rapidly growing group on Facebook, Fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere, or even visit my own Facebook page. Come on down to crystalsvintage.com and visit our CV Interactive Corner. Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vincit the Blog is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vincit Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please. I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5x11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkel slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at christosvincit.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. June 22nd marks the celebration of New Catholic Media. If you can get there, this celebration is taking place at the Georgia Convention Center in Atlanta. You get to see and hear some of your well-known podcasters, bloggers, and others, like Jeff Miller, Catholic blogosphere's favorite funny man, the Kurt Jester, Lisa Hendy, who hosts Catholic Moments, Father Roderick Von Hogan, founder of SQPN and host of The Daily Breakfast and many other shows, Greg and Jennifer Willits of Rosary Army and That Catholic Show, Joe McLean, the Catholic hack himself, Father Seraphim Bishoner, the Catholic under the hood, and much more. In that same convention center, on 2 days immediately before that, by the way, is the 2008 Eucharistic Congress, so you have two great reasons to hang around Atlanta for the weekend. The Eucharistic Congress is on January 20th and 21st, and the Catholic New Media Celebration is on June 22nd. I'll leave a link to all of these in the show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, or Christos Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Producers Featured Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystal's Vincent Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vincent Anywhere and Crystal's Vincent TV.
Made on a crappy PC.